Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
The whole bin collection system could be heading for an overhaul. And according to one of the country's largest trade unions, it should be radically reformed. That's what they're saying. This could potentially involve waste collection companies taking all the bins in a particular area rather than what we have now with many bin lorries squeezing in past each other on busy streets because you have multiple providers or service providers going in to the same street. There's a public consultation ongoing. But the Waste Management Association has warned that any overhaul of the system, they say, would end up costing households more. 51551 on this. Adrian Kane is SIPTU Divisional Organiser and he's with me now. Good afternoon, Adrian.
Good evening, Cormac.
Can I ask you straight up, in terms of the necessity of this, first of all, the whole waste collection system, does it need to be reformed?
Yeah, well, Ireland has a unique system of waste collection. Technically, and I suppose in polite society, it's called side-by-side competition. In reality, it's the Wild West. It's an extreme free market model. Every other country in Europe and almost the world, I would imagine, has a system, one of two systems. Either one, its waste is collected directly by the local authority, or else the market itself within the local authority is where the competition takes place and there's tenders and somebody gets the market for 4 years, etc. Mm-hmm. And you have to meet required standards, etc. In SIPTU, we have been arguing for years that the most effective model would be remunicipalisation. But at the moment,
that the local authority would end up doing this again. This caused a furore some time ago when it was privatised. But you say go back and let the local authority do it.
Well, can I just explain to you the dysfunctional nature of our domestic waste collection market? 23% of all households have no service at all. That's either they can't get a service or they don't avail of a service. And because of that, you have a huge problem with illegal dumping in the country. There's been a number of reports done on this, but with regard to illegal dumping, there was a report done by the Institute of Public Administration, commissioned by Dublin City Council in 2022. And it compared the waste collection services in Oslo, Copenhagen, Stockholm and Salzburg. None of those cities of comparative size had any problem with illegal dumping.
Okay, but why does 23% not have any service at all? Is it that they haven't... are you talking about households who haven't subscribed to a service because of cost or whatever?
There are two reasons. One is as you've said that, but there are areas as well where there is no service provider.
Okay. But I find that hard to believe, Adrian. And we're coming down with waste collection services, aren't
no,
we?
Well, what you do, and I live in Cork myself and we live in a terrace house. And what you find then in areas around me, you have four bins outside your house taking up half the footpath. In every other city in Europe, you would have a community bin at the end of the street in which everybody brings their rubbish to and it's divided there. You can't have that in this country. It is utterly dysfunctional. So you do need reform.
Okay, so reform, and it needs to be radical, you say. But one of the possibilities I know, which is out for public consultation now, is, and I'd love your view on this, 51551 for the listener as well, is this is one of the options for bin companies to be awarded, instead of households, that they be awarded areas. That might be better, and it might solve the problem of side-by-side competition, lorries very early in the morning competing with each other effectively on the street.
Yeah, as I say, that is the system in place in every other city and in every other country in Europe, of either it's provided directly by the local authority or else you tender out the local authority does its area of municipal control. And that's where the competition takes place. That gives the local authority greater control in relation to standards being met, etc. Well, what I'm saying to you, and we've taken senior council advice in relation to this, we would envisage a two-stage process. You have to get back to tendering for the market, to use that phraseology, in the first place. But this has been released at a time, and I think this is important to say as well, while we welcome this consultation process, and indeed we've made a submission, as has the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, it's very important to say that this has been done at a time where we understand the decision whether to sell Bordamona Recycling will be made by the minister within days. So my cynical side goes up and says, why is this being done at a time when the minister is contemplating selling the last remaining publicly owned domestic waste collection service? And that's really, really important in terms of being able to affect a change and a radical change that means that you essentially try to decommodify waste and then you start looking at it as a public issue and it's a public service.
That's something we'll discuss actually on the programme quite soon, I hope. But can I ask you about the proposed change though, or any change? Because the Irish Waste Management Association, they say, and I'd love your opinion on this, if the current market structure were changed, it will carry a significant cost, they say, which the government will have to bear itself or pass on to the taxpayer. And they also say that it's inevitable if things were changed that it would lead to increased costs for households.
Yeah, I'd say it's utter nonsense.
Why?
Why it's utter nonsense is because the CCPC's report in 2018, which is probably the definitive and most comprehensive report into the functioning of domestic waste collection in this country, states that the market itself is what's called a natural, it creates a natural monopoly. So that what would actually happen is you'd have a win for consumers, a win for workers, and probably a win for these providers if it remains within the private sector, because they'll be providing a service for the entire local authority area, which will mean that there will be economies of scale rather than picking up five bins in an estate, they'll be picking up the entire estate.
Well, no, hang on, but that's one view. But another view is that you're changing the model of work or the structure of work that they have and their market effectively. And any such structural change in any market leads to increased costs for the provider.
Yeah, that just doesn't hold up. And it doesn't hold up then when you look at the comparative study that was done in 2022 in relation to the four other cities, which are predominantly European cities, which are predominantly done by a direct service by local authority workers. It's also important to say, because we organise workers in this area, I have written to the Irish Waste Management Association looking for a meeting with them to discuss collective bargaining rights in the sector. Mm. There is not one private sector operator in this country as it stands at the moment will recognise their workers' right to be collectively represented by a trade union.
Well,
I have stood outside. Can I just finish?
Yeah.
I have stood outside gates of waste industries trying to organise workers because we can't get inside the gates. These are some of the people who work hardest in our society.
Without question, actually. They work for a pittance, by the way. Firstly, I'd actually echo that the people who provide this service really work extremely hard. However, on your...
Yeah, and it's been an honour to represent those workers over a long number of years.
But we did put your point to the Irish Waste Management Association. They've told us we do have members, they say, that recognise trade union representation. They also say we also have members that have formed employee representative committees that bargain with management outside of trade unions. And they say they politely declined SIPTU's invitation to meet because they said their stated agenda was outside of the scope of the work of the association. Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're playing with words. They will not, and there is not a single employer as it now stands, which allows workers to be collectively represented by a trade union. They're not contesting that. They're playing with words. What they will do they will allow somebody to be represented on an individual basis on disciplinary issues.
They contest it, but you don't accept that, which is fair enough. It's your right. Can I ask you finally and really briefly, how long, if there is an overhaul of the market, how long will it take, do you think?
Well, it needs to be done sooner rather than later, Cormac. There's a crying need for reform of this, because there's huge downward pressure on terms and conditions of employment. But this, if we reform and do it right, and ultimately, as I would see it, you re-municipalise the service, this will be a win for everybody.
Okay. Look, one text on this. Environmentally friendly waste collection. We now have six huge diesel trucks from three companies coming up our road every week, says one listener. One more in my small cul-de-sac in Cork. A different truck rattles in every morning of the week. It's nuts. One company should have a contract for an area, says that listener. 51551, Adrian Kane, SIP2 Divisional Organiser, Míle Buíochas Láidre.